You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, we've made it. It is Friday. Congratulate yourselves. Pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a big self-hug and let out a deep, deep sigh. Because by the time that we make it to the end of the week, I'm just grateful that we're all still here. Because if you're watching this or listening to this, then that means you've made it. And if no one else has congratulated you on this week, let me be the first to do so. Let's get right into it with the stories that I think are important for folks to know. So let's start out with the fact that Alabama is fucking busy these days. They're not busy improving their public education system. They're not busy improving healthcare. They're not busy doing any of the things for their constituents that matter, right, to creating a good, healthy, happy, wholesome society. No, no. They are busy going back to their roots of racism and patriarchy. So what is up next? Okay. A couple of weeks ago, they got on their high horse and decided that embryos are people, that there is some type of embryo personhood. Meanwhile, one good meme that I saw was, if you put a baby in the freezer, they would die. You put embryos in the freezer, you can defrost them. See, one is alive and the other one isn't. But let us not let science and facts get in the way of their bullshit, God-fearing country that they're trying to recreate. But up next on Alabama, as well as Kentucky's chopping list, is diversity, equity, and inclusion. All of the programs, all of the staff, people are now fired and they are getting rid of it. And this is not the first state, right? We have watched this happen in Florida where everything unfolded. Now Kentucky, now Alabama, and I'm certain that it will take hold in every red state because what they want you to go back to is white supremacy. So for me, this is what I want folks to start talking about when they're talking about the rollback of diversity, equity, and inclusion, is that this is the new whites-only sign that states are putting up. So just say what the fuck it is. Don't hide behind legalese and make pretend that you're trying to stop some divisiveness. The only divisiveness that has existed is the divide between white people, black people, and people of color in this country to try and subjugate them, to try and invisibilize them, as well as their history, which is your history that you're too ashamed to fucking teach. So you ban it. The fact is that this is the new whites only. And this is how I want people to start talking about it. They used to put up signs and over water fountains and in restaurants and in banks and in movie theaters, right? Well, they don't have to go ahead and put out up these individual signs. They just put up a sign on the whole state that said, hey, black person, hey, brown person, we don't fucking want you. And what I want to say to the young people that are looking at universities, right, that are looking and getting athletic scholarships to the schools in these states, tell them to go fuck themselves, right? Let their all whites only shit relate to all of the money that they were bringing in through their sports teams, through different investments. Just refuse to go. Go to an HBCU. Do you know what I'm saying? Go where you are fucking welcome and wanted, not just for your talent and skills and how it will better, right, those universities and those white coaches and what have you. Go to where you are always wanted. So that's my first story. Second up is the fact that Donald Trump, y'all, as of this recording, is broke. He cannot pony up the $454 million, and that is without the interest, that Attorney General Tish James has been after since Judge Engoron has ruled in New York City's favor in the fraud case, right? Donald Trump has been going around and inflating the value and worth of his buildings in order to secure other loans. And the fact is that is fraudulent. That is fucking fraud. His lawyers walked into court a couple of weeks ago and tried to say, hey, we know that in order to appeal this, we need to come up with the entirety of what is owed, the 450 some odd million dollars, close to 600 million when you add in the interest that just keeps accruing as I speak. They wanted to go ahead and say, hey, let me just slide you over this $100 million bond. And Judge Engoron said, miss me with it. No. So Donald Trump has until Monday to come up with all of the money in order to deal with his appeal. If he does not come up with this money, then Tish James, the AG, is allowed to begin seizing Donald Trump's buildings. Now, while I would love this to look like what some slum landlords do in New York City, where they throw people out of their homes, sadly, that will not be the case. We will not see Donald Trump's gold toilets on the side of streets in Manhattan, or his tacky chandeliers, or any of the other things. But she will go ahead and begin the long drawn out court process of taking over ownership of those buildings. And she has already begun to draw up that paperwork. So while we laugh on one hand, folks, what I want to bring into clear view that I think is incredibly important is the fact that Donald Trump is now, in my humble opinion, one of the most dangerous, if not the most dangerous man in America. Why do I say that? Well, let me run this by you. There is no law that prohibits a foreign entity from loaning Donald Trump the $600 million that he needs. So there are a lot of really dangerous billionaires around the world who could, much in the same way that the Supreme Court has been bought, right? For less money, by the way. Apparently Clarence Thomas is cheap. It just costs, you know, some private school, a home, some first class flights, and, you know, and a couple, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. But Supreme Court justices are cheaper than presidents, particularly when those former presidents are, in fact, fucking crooked, right? So imagine this. It's Sunday evening. You hear a, Yo, Donald, I got you, right? I got you covered. I'll give you this $600 million. You do me about 600 million favors, though. Let me see some documents. Let me see some classified information. What is the United States' next move going to be? Show me where there are vested American interests, right? That's what we're looking at, folks. Again, the documents case is ongoing, even though Judge Cannon is doing her best to stall it, which she was put in there to do. But the fact is that there has never been a more dangerous person than a person that has access to information, that has access to senators, right? To Supreme Court judges, that is in considerable fucking debt. So to me, this Donald Trump, 2024 Donald Trump, is more dangerous than 2020 insurrectionist Donald Trump, right? He's more dangerous than escalator Donald Trump in 2015. So, you know, while we joke and laugh, because I do it so that I don't cry on a regular basis, the reality is that this threat that Donald Trump has, right, by virtue of his debt, is America's problem.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So here's the other scenario that I want to lay out in terms of the fact also, it's been reported Donald Trump's PAC, what is it? Trump's PAC to Save America or whatever the fuck it's called. Y'all, come in closer to this video, is spending $230,000 a day. $230,000 a day on his legal fees. That's what was reported for February, which was a short month. Just to paint the picture for you, the average American salary is $59,000 a year. Donald Trump is spending four times, if my math is right, which it probably isn't, that a day. So the PAC, Trump Save America, it's really a PAC to save Trump from prison. And I just think about all of the appeals, right? All of the pushback in time is just more money that these lawyers, these law firms are racking up, right? The more delay that they have, the more time that they are spending on this case. So it is not a win-win for Donald Trump, right? Because again, who is ponying up this money? And this is the thing that I, again, want folks to remember. Without running for president right now, without the ability to develop multiple slush funds through these different PACs, without the ability to take over the RNC, right, all under the guise that he's running for president of the United States, without that, folks, he loses the ability to have a slush fund for his own legal defense. So take a walk with me for a moment. Let's walk someplace hopeful, because you all know I've been struggling. And I know that we've all been struggling, and I'm fine with saying that because it's the fucking truth. Walk with me someplace hopeful. Picture it. November 2024. Mid-November, elections are done. Biden wins by a landslide. Trump now has no means to collect money to grift off of these dum-dums that have been opening up their coffers for him. The PACs are dried up, right? And guess what? All of the cases now rev back up. He's lost his final ability at the last great heist that Donald Trump needed to do. And the best that he can do is pretty much go ahead and start a GoFundMe in order to weasel money out of people or to try and get those tacky ass sneakers off of the clearance rack. That motherfucker will be up to his eyeballs with no one to grift off of because he won't be running for anything. Not only that, if he loses, the Republican Party goes up in smoke for at least the next 4 to 6 years because they have invested all of their energy and all their resources into a loser. Oh, what a happy, happy day. Let us collectively put our energy into manifesting that truth, y'all, because that, dear friends, that happens, your girl is taken off for a month. I swear to God, I am out of here. You will not hear from me because I will be sleeping somewhere on a beach with cocktails lined up around me and the water, sounds of the water and the sun on my skin. That is what I am manifesting come mid-November. And why do I say mid-November? Because I know that we are not going to find out who won that election on election night. I know that there is going to be contesting. I know that there's going to be a bunch of bullshit. So that's why I say mid-November. But if that fantasy becomes reality, your girl is out, okay? And you can catch me sometime in the new year. So that's story number two. You know, I gotta say too, what I find really, really frustrating, which is, you know, just so very much. But what I find really, really frustrating is the lies that are just not unpacked by the media, right? Like that just doesn't do their job. But the Republicans, right, put out a new budget plan. 170 GOP lawmakers, this is according to NBC News, put out a new Republican study where they want to, like Joe Biden had said in the State of the Union, tinker with your retirement age and tinker with Medicaid, right? Because it would be too much to, let's say, oh, I don't know, put in some good, good work to tinker with the, you know, tax system to get money, all of the money from the uber wealthy that pay less than their personal assistance in taxes, because that wouldn't be the thing, right, that they're going to do. They want to go for the people that have been working their whole lives, investing into a system in the hopes that that system at the sunset of their lives is going to give them back what they have invested. And Republicans are like, oh, no, not only are you not deserving of that, right? But we want to make it so that we actually change if you've done well and you've been able to sock away some money that, like, you're also, we're going to rejigger how Medicaid works. Folks, it is just, if it were up to Republicans, there would be no retirement age, there would be no ability to retire, and there would be no entitlements whatsoever. You would just be taxed to death. You're a cog in a machine for their greed and their capitalistic grift, and you're disposable. Like, that's it. That's what the Republicans, that's who they are. That's what they believe in. That's what every single one of their policies states. So it is amazing to me that people still vote for them. And I mean, like, your average Republican. I don't mean your CEO and your shareholder. I mean your average, you know, quote unquote, middle American that, like, votes for this shit. It's wild. This is why Jonathan comes on the show every week, because I don't get the desire to die from whiteness. I don't get the desire to, you know, just, like, it doesn't matter, right? Like, so long as the people that you hate are hated publicly and are living miserable lives, I guess that's enough. It's really uncanny.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And let me end today with some good news, which I think is really important to try and dig up and also very hard to find. But right now, Joe Biden has, with his student loan debt relief, has forgiven close to 100. And I think it is, let me not get to lying, let me tell you all the real number. It looks like Joe Biden has once again canceled another $6 billion worth of student loans for 78,000 borrowers who work in public service. So teachers, nurses, firefighters all qualify for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. And to date, right, because this was a big point on Joe Biden's campaign trail, outside of the fucking Supreme Court's decision to once again decide, you know, to make decisions on the benefit of the wealthy, Joe Biden has canceled upwards of $150 billion in student loans. That is extraordinary, given what he has been up against. That is not something to take lightly. It's not something to just be like, oh, well, that doesn't matter. It absolutely fucking matters. He said that he would do it, and he continues to do it despite the Supreme Court ruling, and find ways, right, to get people who are unable to buy homes, to buy cars, to move out of their families' homes, to at least try to reach for what is left of the American dream. Joe Biden is making it happen. And I want folks to understand that, particularly young people who are coming out with six figures worth of debt, right? And you're getting jobs that are not going to help you pay that money back. And it's ridiculous, particularly those that are in service-oriented fields that basically, by virtue of you going in to be a teacher, a firefighter, a police officer, or whatever, you're not making the money, right, that you've invested in your future and you've invested in your education. So I think that this is brilliant. The last thing that I will say of bit of good news, which is this, that y'all, the Biden campaign's latest ad. So the question's been asked by the Trump campaign, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? I honestly don't know what time machine they are using, like where they think that anyone was better off 4 years ago. And just to say this, Hillary Clinton nailed it when she, I think she tweeted out and said the only person that was better off 4 years ago was Donald Trump, because he wasn't in nearly $500 million worth of debt. He didn't have four indictments. He didn't have 91 charges against him. So the only one that was better off 4 years ago was Donald Trump. But the Joe Biden campaign just put out an ad. I have retweeted it. Y'all go and see it. I'm sure folks are going to post it. I posted it into my IG stories that says, oh, better off 4 years ago? Fade. Cuts to empty shelves with no toilet paper. Food lines, right? Gas lines. Like people saying goodbye to loved ones through their windows, right? Because they were dying of COVID. Like 4 years ago, you had a president that told you to shoot up bleach. Right? That's what we had 4 years ago. So were we better off 4 years ago? Nah. Go, folks, watch that commercial. It is so fucking brilliant. It is the best ad. All I say to the Biden campaign, keep it up. Just use Donald Trump's own words. Use his, you know, staff's own words. Put Mike Pence up on a thing that says, I cannot endorse Donald Trump. Your own former vice president is not in your corner because you're trash. So ending on some good news. Folks, I hope that you have a brilliant, beautiful, restful weekend centered around joy. Go do something. Drop it in the comment section and tell me what you are up to this weekend and how you are continuing to ground yourself in joy. That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF as always. Power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals.
Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.